Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Lamed Gimel. We are up to Sif Beis. We are on the fifth line of page Kuf Ayin Hey, which is the page following 348. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Kishemifane Elu Arba Uchamesh Kupos, when a person is clearing out, like we discussed in the last year, when you're clearing out the Otzer, the four or five boxes that you're allowed to do for Dvar Mitzvah, Lo Yechalkim Bekupos Ketanos. You should not empty the contents of the four or five boxes into many smaller boxes, Loholichum Beharbe Pa'amim, so that you should carry less, but you'll have to make many trips, Kedei Lahokel Hamasui, to make the load a little bit lighter, Mipnei Shemarbe Behiluch, because then you're increasing the amount that you have to walk, Va'av Shemilzatfei, it makes more of a noise, it makes more of a coil, if you're going back and forth so many times. So the Mechaber is saying it's better to keep them heavy with less boxes than to make them lighter, have more boxes, and have to make more trips. Says the Mechaber, Vaikas of Gimel, Elu Arba Uchomesh Kupol Shemefane, that which we said, there are four or five boxes that you're allowed to clear out, Hainu Lo Reach Echa, that's for one guest, Vimbo Lo Harbe, but if you have a lot of guests, Mefane Kashir Hazel Lo Kol Oreach Vo Oreach, you can clear out four or five boxes for every single guest that comes. As long as it's not one person that's clearing out all the boxes, the ika tircha yaseira, that would certainly be a tircha yaseira for that person. Rather, each person should clear it out for himself. Or someone else should clear it out for him, but it should be split up. It shouldn't be one person doing all the carrying. The Rama says, Chavio shayayin shahuvu al agola usur lahoridim b'shabbos. So barrels of wine that were brought on a wagon, it is usher to bring them down on Shabbos. We'll see they were brought before Shabbos, so we don't worry about coming from outside the Tchum, but even they were brought from before Shabbos, you can't take them off the wagon on Shabbos. Im lo lechvod orchim, unless it's for the honor of guests, o letzorech mitzvah, or for a purpose of another mitzvah, the havi kim mefana ha'otzer, that would be like clearing out the otzer, which would be mutter for a dvar mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Sefkatan Yud, it's going on the Ramah that said the barrels of wine that were brought on the Agola, Afilu Be'er Shabbos, even if they were brought on Friday, the Imlo came, like we just said before, because if not so, Belav Hochi Asurin, anyway, there would be Asur to empty off of the wagon, Mishum Shema Bami Chutzav Chum, because maybe these barrels of wine came from outside the Tchum, Kedul El Besimin Shinchav Hei. So we're talking about, even if they came on Friday, Vidaito Mi Bodyom Beferish Lishlos Mehem, and you had express intent from before Shabbos that you're going to use them on Shabbos, afilu hachi osur lahoridim, you're still not allowed to take them off the wagon on Shabbos, mishum uvda dechol o tircha yaseira, because either it's considered a weekday activity or it's considered a tircha yaseira, ela yimshol shom yimenu kishu omid al ha'gola. Rather, you can take out some of the wine from there while the wine is on the wagon still. So you can't take the barrels off, but you can make use of the wine. If there's no other eitzah, and you need to drink from these barrels, then you can unload them, because for the honor of Shabbos, that's included in a dvar mitzvah. Sivkatan Yud Aleph, we said you can't unload the barrels of wine from the wagon unless it is for the honor of guests. Even if it is for guests or for dvar mitzvah, if it's more than the 15 saw, it's going to be osur, like we said before. Like we said, by clearing out an otzer, the most you can clear out is five boxes, each one of three saw. So the total would be 15 saw. How do you measure tesvav sa'in? So tesvav sa'in hu imechoves ama al ama berum ama v'gimel etzbos. If the barrel has the measurements of an ama by an ama, length by width, and the height is an amma plus three fingers, then you know that kind of container holds tesvav sotin. V'imhu mokum pseida, if it's a case of loss, that if you don't carry in the barrels from the wagon, they could possibly get stolen or ruined, in mutter baze amir le'enu Yehudi, in terms of whether you're now allowed to tell a guy to clear out the wagon, ayin b'simen shin zayin sefeyu b'simen shin lamedalad. V'im ha'enu Yehudi me'atzmo forkan b'shabbis, if the guy has his own decides to unload it on Shabbos, ain't tzarach limchus biyado, then the Prima Gadim says you would not need to protest against him. That concludes Siman Shin Lamed Gimel, and now we begin Siman Shin Lamed Dalet, Dinei Dleika b'Shabbos, the halachas of a fire that breaks out on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Nofla Dleika b'Shabbos, if a fire breaks out on Shabbos, Imhu Balaila Kodem Suda, if it happens at night before you had your nighttime Suda, Yochol Lahatzel Kedei Mezon Shalosh Suudos, you're allowed to save 3 sudas worth. Haroi la adam la adam, the food that's fit for humans, you can take for humans. Vaharoi la behema la behema, and you can save the animal food for the animals. 3 sudas worth. Ubeshachar, so the fire broke out in the morning. So then you already had your nighttime suda, you have 2 more sudas, so you can take mazon shnei sudos. Uvemincha, if it happened in the afternoon, you could take mazon suda echos. Vidavka b'nei habayashad leka bo. Lo yatzilu yoser, dafka, the members of the household in which the fire took place, that's when we say you can't save more than the amount of sudas worth that you have left for that Shabbos. Mishum de'ikel omechash, because there's a concern, shmitoch shetshudim bahatzola, since they're going to be so busy with saving their stuff, yishkechu ha'shabbos v'yichabu. They're going to forget it's Shabbos and they're going to extinguish the fire. So if the fire is in your house, so that's when we limit how much you can carry out. Aval batim hakrovim, but neighboring homes, the ureim shetagia lahem adleika, and they're worried the fire is going to eventually reach their house, yicholim lahatzil klamasha yirtzu. They can empty out of their houses whatever they want. They're less bohul, because the fire is not there yet, and therefore we don't think they'll forget and put out the fire. They're not even near the fire, and therefore they can unload whatever they want from the house to save it from the possibility of the fire spreading to their houses. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sib katan alav yochol lahatzil." So he said, if there's a fire, you're allowed to save the amount of suda's worth that you still have left. Ayin lekamam b'sifyud alef. Look later on in sifyud alef. De lahatzil mibayis lechotzer shelo, to save from your house to your chotzer. Yesh omrim diyochol lahotzi koma sheyirtza. There are those who say that you can save as much as you want. That we'll see soon when we get in Mitzvah Shem to sifyud alef. Sivkotan beis ubeshachris mazon beis sudos. In the morning, if you didn't eat your suda yet, you can save 2 sudos worth. Habach kosav, the Bach writes, if it already became after chatzos, even if you didn't eat your morning suda yet, ein matzil ki'im mazon suda achas. You're only allowed to save 1 suda, because the Bach is of the opinion that the first suda of the day, meaning the daytime suda, has to be before chatzos. 1 chatzos comes, so you lost your chance for that suda, so now you only have 1 suda left. But the Prima Gadim takes issue with that, and he holds that you could be saving after chatzos for 2 sudas if you do not yet have your morning suda. Sivkotan Gimel. We said that this whole halacha, that we limit the amount that you take out on Shabbos, is dafka if the fire broke out in your house, because we're worried if you do too much, you're going to come to forget it's Shabbos and extinguish the fire. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rotz Lomar means to say, Va'al Kein Vaday Bohul. Since the fire is in your house, you're for sure bohul, you're for sure thrown off, and you're in a behola. V'isharisla, and if we allow you to take out more food or more things, Asi L'chabuya, you're going to come to extinguish the fire. Now the Mishnah Berurah asks a beautiful question. V'hinei kan asrinan lahatzil kedei shelo yichabe. Here we limit the amount that you're allowed to save in order that you shouldn't come to extinguish the fire. V'gabe mace, but when there's a mace that's in a fire, matirin lahatzilo kedei shelo yichabe. There we allow you to take out the mace in order that you shouldn't extinguish the fire. K'moshekosav reishtim in shinyad aleph. So it seems to be a stira. Over here, we're limiting what you're taking out so you don't come to extinguish. And there we're being marred bit what you take out in order that you shouldn't extinguish. Here we're saying you can only take 3 or 2 or 1 sudas worth of food, because if you take too much, you might come to extinguish. And there we say that we matter you to take out the mace in order that you shouldn't come to extinguish. So what's the pshat? So Kaswa Taisus. Taisus explains, the mace adam bahul olav tvei. When it comes to a mace, a person is more bahul. Ulaka chutzruchu lahatir. Therefore, Chazal had to be matir kedei shelo yichabe b'mezer. We're worried that you're actually going to go and put out the fire on purpose. So therefore, we say, don't do that. Just take out the mace. Aval kan de'ein adam bahul kolkach. Here, a person is not as bahul as he is over his mace. Va'afilu im lo natir lo. And even if we don't permit it, lo yavo luchabos b'mezer, he's not going to come to extinguish on purpose. If we allow him to do it, we're concerned that maybe because of his busyness to take out the stuff from the house, he'll forget that it's Shabbos and he will come to put out the fire. Sivkotan Dalin Hakrovim. But we said in the neighboring homes, where they're just afraid the fire will reach them, they're less bohu, and therefore they can take out whatever they want from their houses. Says the Chavetz Chaim, she'enam behulim kolkach, they're not so bohul because the fire's not by them yet. Va'ayin b'sefer neze Yisrael shehevi b'shem shulchan atzei yishitim shekosav. Based on what we're going to see later on in Sivcha Vav in the Ramah, the Bizman Hazan nowadays, Sha'anu Shurian Bein Ha'inam Yehudim, that we live amongst the Goyim, and we're worried that if there's a fire in a Jewish home, or there's a fire, the Goyim might start looting, and a person's going to try to protect himself, and he might get killed. And therefore, anytime there's a fire, there's really a Sakonis Nefashos case, even if no one is at risk of getting killed by the fire, but he's at risk of getting killed if he fights against the guy who is looting. The Ramah says that nowadays, when there's Goyim around, so you are allowed to extinguish the fire on Shabbos. So this whole halacha is nullified, and even the people of that house where the fire is will be allowed to save as much as they want. Because the whole concern is that if you save too much, you might forget and put out the fire. But nowadays you're allowed to put out the fire. So Mamela, we're not concerned, so you can take out as much as you want. And the same thing is true, that you'll be able to take out things that are muktzah. Like the din is by the house of neighbors. Because over here, it's not shayat gzeira that you're going to be so bold, you're going to come to extinguish it. Because nowadays you are allowed to extinguish it. That is what the Sefer Ne'ezer Yisrael brings b'shem the Shulchan Atzei Shittim. However, it says the Chavetz Chaim, ve'ein ze muchruch, this is not so poshut, the Efsher, it's possible, shemitoch behiluso yovel lidei shar malachos. Since he's so bohul, we're not only worried about him putting out the fire, which in this case the Ramah says is mutter, but we're worried it might lead to other malachos as well. For example, lohutzah b'rishus harabim v'kadomi, he might start carrying things out to rishus harabim. So he's so bohul, he might come to do other daraises. So even though the gzeira is not applicable that he might come to extinguish the fire, but he still might do other things that are wrong. Uke'inyin shamru shamba gemara kufi yazayin amabez, gabi nishbru lo chavis berosh gago, like the case of the gemara discussed in kufi yazayin, where on his roof a barrel broke. Ayin sham, note number 7 points out, sham is bar b'gemara, there the gemara explains, even though Lemaisa saving the wine that's dripping into other kelim is mutter on Shabbos, but Chazal made a gzeira over there that you can't save the wine because you might come to bring vessels from the Rosh Hashanah. So we see there's not only a makom to be concerned that a person will put out the fire, which in this case nowadays lefi the Ramah where there are goyim around it's mutter, but there's still makom to be gozer that you might come to carry, as we see in this case of the Gemara Kufi Zayin. Umikom Makom Ein Limchos Biar Hamikilim. Still, one should not protest against those who are mekil. The Ladas Ataz Amuva B'Sevkotam Beis Mashma Gamkein De Bahatzalos Mos Mutter Ladas Bal Hachuma Im Ein Over Al Yedeza Isadaraisa. Because according to the Taz that's brought in Sevkotam Beis, it's Mashma that when it comes to saving money, it's mutter according to the Sefer Hachuma if you will not be over any daraisas. The chain the iser v'heter, and so too is brought out in the sefer iser v'heter. After the nishbas adam mefakfek ma'od al dvar of ayin sham, even though the nishbas adam takes serious issue with his words, continues the mishabura after the brackets. Ve'kosav achay adam, the chay adam writes, v'efsher, it's possible. The lefi ze, according to this, gam achayrim chutz mibal abayis v'ishto ubonov mehabayis ad leiko bo shein behulim. Other people, excluding the Baal Bayis and his wife and his children that are members of the household where the fire broke out, other people who are not so bohul, they should be allowed to save for the Baal Batim of that house. The people who are bohul, we don't want them to save because they might come to put out the fire, but if they have friends over, and for the friends it's not their house, so they're not bohul, so therefore they should be allowed to bring out as much as they want. And even money, the ain bo el Isser Muktzah, which is only an Isser Muktzah. V'hainu k'das ha'yesh matirin shuvah b'samach, and that's based on the sheet of the yesh matirin that we'll see in Mirtz Hashem soon in the next year. Aval osr l'talto b'shvilu l'karmelis, but they certainly would not be allowed to carry for the Baal Bayis to the Karmelis, ad kan l'shonu, until here is the lashon of the Chai Odom. Now there's a couple of bir halachos I want to point out, and also some notes. So let's begin back on the page before, on page Kuf Ayin Hay on the bottom. The Be'alocha, the very wide lines, the Be'maskel, Kidei Muslims Shalosh Su'udos. We said if the fire breaks out on Friday night, you're allowed to save 3 Su'udos worth. So if you look at note number 1, he writes, V'af mi she'enu zokuk le'mazon le'gumos Su'udos. The way Chazal were mesakin it is that the fire breaks out Friday night, you could save 3 Su'udos. Even a person who doesn't need food for 3 Su'udos. Kigo Mishem is Ana B'Shabbos. For example, someone for some reason is fasting on Shabbos. O B'nei Bayesh Shekfar Hitzu Balbayas Harbe Mazam Yecholim Lecho Mishalo. Or it's members of a household with a Balbayas already saved a lot of food enough for everyone. Still, Because of the Mishnah Berurah, Lahalon and Sefkatan Yud, Shemutar lo Lahatzil Shir Mazon Gimel Sudos. Each person is allowed to go ahead and save three sudos worth of food. Mishum Shechazal lo Chilka Badafer, Chazal not Mechalik. You don't have to check and see who took food for you already. If you're there by the fire, you could take out three sudos worth. Says the Bir Alocha, Kidei Mazon Shalosh Sudos. I am the Prima Godim Sefkatan Yud. Look in the Prima Godim Sekotan Yud, the Mistapik who has a suffix, the Efshir the Yochla Balabayas Lahatzil Mazon Shalosh Seudos Avur Kol Echav Echav Nebeso. Maybe the Balabayas himself is allowed to save three Seudos worth, not only for himself, but for every member of his household. V'chein Mashmel Anias Daiti Mitosas Deva Masul Avalo Mishabas Liyom HaKippurim. And Zadu Chavetz Chaim, that's the Mashmos of Tosas, in my opinion, Deva Masul Avalo Mishabas Liyom Tov. Shekosu Shom, Tosas writes over there, you can't save on Shabbos food that you're going to feed even to babies on Yom Kippur, which comes afterwards. Umashma, the al Shabbos gufa mutter. You can't save for the babies for Yom Kippur, but you can save for the babies on Shabbos. V'chein bedin. And that makes a lot of sense, because why should it be any different that you're allowed to save food, as the Mishnah Berurah said, and the Mechaber said, for your animals, so certainly you should be allowed to save food for your children as well. Next, Bir Alocha. Haroi lebehema lebehema. Here's a very interesting Bir Alocha. The Mechaber said you can save three sudos worth. Haroi leodom leodom. Haroi lebehema lebehema. Says the Bir Alocha, Mishum da osr lecho kodem shiita machal abhemto. The reason why you're allowed to save food for your animals is because what good does it do to save food for yourself if you don't save for your animals? Alocha is you have to feed your animals before you eat. Ulakach matzil gam lebehema mazon gimel sudos. Therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, from the Torah Shabbos, you could also save three sudas worth for the animals. Which is a very interesting thing, because nobody ever heard of animals that eat shalashudas. So the Bir Alocha is saying a whopping chiddush over here, that since you can't eat till your animals eat, you're allowed to save food for your animals. So since you're allowed to save three sudas for yourself, you can save three sudas for your animal as well. If you look at note number 2, he points out, V'din zeh shegam lebehema matzilin mazon gimel seudos kamo la'odom. This din that the Bir Alocha says that you could save for your animal three seudos like you save for a person, Hashem Zaman Arba says, she'yesh lahavino, you have to try to understand this. It doesn't really, pashtus makes so much sense. Shaharei, af shekodem ha'achila tzarech odom lidog la'achilas behemto. Even though it's true before you eat, you have to be worried about your animals and take care of them. Mikomakom lo bechol pam shabalabayas soed gam behemto tzirich alechol. That doesn't mean, says Rosh Hashanah, that every time you eat, you have to feed your animals. Ubevaday she'ena be'ima tzirich alechol b'shabbos gimel sudos. For sure your animal doesn't eat three sudos on Shabbos. If you feed your animal once or twice a day, Shabbos is no different for the animal. So says Rosh Hashanah, L'chora, you shouldn't be allowed to save three sudas worth for your animal. You should just save what he needs for the day. Sounds from the Bir Alocha, and others say this as well, that each time that you eat, you have to make sure your animal doesn't need to eat before. You have to feed him every time before you eat. Not just take care of his needs for the day, and then you can eat whenever you want. So it sounds like if the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Alocha is saying you have to save three sudas for the animal, it's mashma each time. If you look in the brackets, in note number 2, he writes, V'omnam, however, Hasvas emes kosov shebahatzolo l'tzorel behema lo ne'mar shir gimel sudos. Hasvas emes argues on this Bir Alocha, and he says that you're saving for your animals, you don't need to save three sudos. V'tzayin shami'iri kosov, and he points out that the Me'iri writes, shele behema matzilin keshir shetucha l'hisparnes mimenu ba'oso hayom. For your animal, you only save what he needs for that day. V'chein kosov akzos ha'shulchem, shematzilin l'behema keshir shedarko le'echo b'chol yom. You only save for your animal what he normally eats for a day. We evaluate it based on this animal, your animal, and not based on average animals. If your animal will not get what he's used to, that would be tzar balechayim. So these poskim are all wondering about this psak of the Bir Alocha that says you save your animal three seudos. A very interesting discussion. Let's see the next Bir Alocha. Ubishachris, we said you could save mazon shtei seudos. Says the Bir Alocha, the last line on page Kuf Ayin Hey, Upashit the Shari Lahatzil Lecha Mishnah Lechosuda. It's Pashit that you could save Lecha Mishnah for every Suda. Od Kasav Shom, he writes further over there, Demashkin Yachol Hatzil Tzara Kol Hayom. When it comes to drinks, you could save drinks for the entire day. The Kol Hayom Roi Lishtia, the whole day is fit for drinking. Just like we say after Shalashus, you can't wash dishes for eating, but you can for drinking, as a person never knows when he's going to drink. He drinks the whole day. So here also, you could save enough drinks that you want for the whole day. Kemoshe Kasav Simin Shinchov Gimel Sivov. Ach Yayin Eino Shari Rakl Tzara Gimel Sudos Ayin Shom. However, wine, you're only allowed to save for 3 sudas worth, which in note number 3 they point out, when it comes to the case of the barrel that broke and you're saving 3 sudas worth, the Mishabur writes later on, in a case where wine is very commonplace, and they normally drink it every day, you could save as much wine as you want, more than you have at 3 sudos. There's no kevelishtias. So although the Bir Halachas bring that over here, that wine is different than other drinks, he says over there that wine would be the same as other drinks. So let's just point out one other note that's of interest over here, and that is, maybe 2 more notes, note number 5. That's going on the Mishabura in Sivkat and Gimel, where he said the chiluk between the case of the mace, where we say you take out the mace so you shouldn't come to extinguish, and over here we limit your hotzah so you shouldn't come to extinguish. So the Mishabura said, Aval kan, the ein adam bol kokach, a person is not so bold to put out the fire as he is when he's worried about a mace. He's not going to come extinguish on purpose. So look at note number 5. Very interesting machlokas over here. Va'af oshir muflug, even an extremely wealthy person, shenofla b'shabes eish beruchusha, where a fire broke out by all his possessions, v'tzar gadol ma'od, it's a tremendous tzar, shekol ruchusha nisraf le'enav, all of his assets are going to burn up in front of his eyes. For Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, sha'af sha'kibui einu el malacha she'enis v'lagufa, even though, as we've discussed, putting out a fire where you're trying to save other things is only a malacha she'enis v'lagufa, Mikol makom aser lo lachabos asaish. Says Rosh Hashanah Zamani, he still can't put out the fire. V'afshe machmas asreifa yehofeich me'osher muflog la'oni amachazra la'psachim. Even though because of the fire, you're going to go from an extremely wealthy person to a beggar that's going to have to knock on people's doors and ask for tzedakah. V'gam yeshchash shebali chovos yatzikulo. There's also a concern that people he owes money are going to attack him. V'albinu ponav shalok kedin, they're going to embarrass him. V'afshe matzinu shemach matzar aguf etiru chazal ufa'am misun rabbanim. Even though we find when it comes to a tzar of the body, Chazal will matter sometimes Yisurah Rabbanan. V'yitochein sheyechelo ha'ish mirov tzar v'yomus. And over here there's such a concern that he might have so much tzar that he might die. Mikomokom still, ha'mitztar machmas ibun momon. A nice shmuz from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. One who has so much tzar because of his loss of money, nechshav ki'ilu humemis as atzmo v'lo meis machmas ha'ish. It's like he's killing himself. It's not the fire's fault. It's his own fault. He shouldn't be so connected to his money. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, even in this case, where his mamish going to go from an oni to an usher, it's not grounds to put out the fire, even though it could be sakanas nefashos. Omnam, however, Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, it's mashm over there. If there's really a concern he might die from the tzar, nidon hadavar ki pikuach nefesh, then we certainly would consider it like pikuach nefesh, and we would be able to put out the fire. One more note we'll see is note number 6. The Mechaber said that the neighboring houses, She'enam behulim kolkach, can bring out more. They're not going to put the fire. So note number 6 writes, Ubinyan Meshutov, a building that has different apartments, a shared building. She'esh bo kamadiros has different apartments. Rav Nissen Kirela says, She'av she'esh dleik arak v'dir achas, even though only one apartment has the fire, Mikomakom le'inyan atzolas mamon, when it comes to saving your money or your food, Nechshav kol abinyan kebayesh ad leik abo. So all the apartments in that building are considered the house in which the fire is, Va'osir livnei abinyan lahatzel yoser imbozun gimel sudos, and therefore everyone in each apartment would be limited to save not more than 3 sudas. So although the Mechaber told us if it's neighboring houses you can take out more, you're not as bohu, but if the fire is in your apartment building, even if it's not in your apartment, you are considered bohu. And says in this in Karelis, you would be limited in terms of what you could bring out. We will stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah Shem with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.